Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333. I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory alone. On the 21st of November 2022, while praying, I received a message from the Lord, and after the message, I then waited, and I asked the Lord if He could share with me, or is there something He could tell me about what is coming next or in the more immediate future. And this is a short message that I received after I asked this question. So it's fairly short. I will have a transcript of it in my blog, along with the corresponding scriptures, and that link is down below, so you can go ahead and check it out, and if you're so led. All right, let me go ahead. It's very straightforward, and so I'm just going to go ahead and read it to you. I have told my own to prepare, because an economic collapse is on the horizon. Look to me during this time, and I will sustain you. Prepare now, so you will not be caught off guard. What is coming is an avalanche, and many will be buried underneath its weight. There is no stopping it, and there will be lots of damage. But those who hide themselves under my wings will be cared for. Do not fear, do not fret, and do not worry. Do you not know that your life is worth more than all the riches in this world? Do you not know that I feed the birds of the air and the creatures on the land? Do I not know then how to take care of my cherished ones? You will find safety under my wings. Come and let me hide you there. Look to me in all things, and I will help you through. And that was the end, brothers and sisters, of this short message that I got. I felt that I wanted to share it with you. We already can see the so-called handwriting on the wall of the economy failing, but this message had the fact that the Lord mentioned an avalanche really painted a different picture for me about what is coming. And so we need to continue to be praying for one another and to be praying for our families and to ask the Lord to take care of us and to have mercy on us during this time. All right, I want to end with, I asked the Lord what scripture, and what came to my mind immediately was the third seal, which is the third horseman of the apocalypse, which is Revelation 6. And of course, this the Lord keeps showing me, Revelation 6 over and over again, is what's going to happen with the economic collapse. Is this the third seal opening? I think that there is a good possibility that it is, because we're beginning to see all these things, all the four horsemen of Revelation 6 are beginning, it's all happening kind of all at the same time. We're starting to see this happen, brothers and sisters. And because of that, I think this convergence means that we are seeing the seals opened. Now here is the third seal, which is about the scarcity on the earth. It's not just America is going to be going through this economic collapse, and then it's going to be followed by famine. No, it's going to be the whole world is going to feel it. Let me read verses 5 and 6. It says this, "When he opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, 'Come and see.' So I looked, and behold, a black horse, and he who sat on it had a pair of scales in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, 'A quart of wheat for a denarius.'" Now I looked that up, and a quart of wheat, a denarius back then, actually was equal to one day's wage for a worker. So only a quart of wheat for working a whole day is what that's saying. So this is like the ultimate inflation. It says, "A quart of wheat for a denarius and 3 quarts of barley for a denarius, and do not harm the oil and the wine." So I think, brothers and sisters, this is what's coming, and we shall see if that if that's right or not. The Lord hasn't said specifically to me that this is the third seal opening. But the fact that I heard an avalanche, that this economic collapse is going to be like an avalanche, this is what I'm led to believe. All right, so take this to the Lord yourselves for further understanding and revelation and confirmation. Thank you so much for coming and listening to what the Lord has been showing me. Shalom.